Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Red Teen Zero. Welcome back to our political podcast. As for today, I'm not gonna have like a really like a 20 minute, a 30 minute, or it depends. But I might probably have a 10 minute segment on today. But again, I'm not gonna have like a long segment because it's like about 10 o'clock at night. So I'm not going to have a very long segment. But the real updates I got for today is I now have the hard drive that I need for my computer. And my computer's arrived, at least from what the site says, April 18th. And I got my microphone, if you're not on my Twitter. And I also got a cooler for that HD drive in order to keep it from obviously overheating. So again, really, we are progressing. Also, actually, I almost forgot. I actually got also a camera, if you haven't checked out. And so I'm getting pretty prepared for a Twitch stream. Like, I'm serious on that. But I actually also, again, I need to also remind myself, I have to get probably a sound card for this microphone because I learned that the computer I got, it does not have like a mic spot for it, so I can't like really, you would say, put it in. Unless it goes into like the headphone set, but I tried that and it did not work. It absolutely did not work, so I can't really, you would say, like use it. But I am still, again, trying my best to get ready for the live stream. Because that live stream is going to be very important, in my opinion. And so, again, I kind of have a little bit of plans on the live stream. I kind of am planning for, we're going to have obviously the introduction live stream. Then I'm planning to have discussions, a little bit of analysis, maybe checking out other streams and such, and commenting on them. And also reviewing documentaries and such, and political movies. Or at least movies that involve political themes, because I think that's going to be pretty interesting. Also, again, the channel is going to be partly gaming. I might probably game on the channel sometimes if I get like another monitor and such, because I do want the game. I think gaming is pretty fun, and it's still not a pretty big part, but it's still a part of my life, and I really want to take advantage of it. So I probably will have some times where I just game and stuff. But I also still might talk about a little bit of things that are going on around either my life or around, I guess, across the United States. But we're going to actually go right back into this subject we're about to talk about. So if you haven't learned, which you probably have learned yet today, that the Robert Mueller probe, the probe that has been going across America and just inflating the mainstream media beyond a comprehensible amount, it finally ended, I think, last week. I don't remember which date, but I think it either Sunday, Friday, or someday in the weekend. And I'm just going to say this right here. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with this result because it really proved that the American justice system isn't lost. It's not going to go into the depths of no longer the people's choice, no longer the FBI actually lives up to its name. Now it's just a matter of who can pay who, and who has the most influence, and who has the political influence. Because as you know, Lisa Page's testimony, and I think another FBI informant, have notified that the FBI, let's just say they've let a few things off with the Clintons and involving with the Obama administration too. So, the details of the report say there's going to be no more indictments, no more extortion and such into certain people. It's all done now. And I think that it's a great sign. I think that it's a great sign for President Trump because he's finally going to be able to go to a rally and not have hecklers say, "You're a Russian agent. You're fighting for Vladimir Putin." It's like now he can say, well, one, if I was fighting for Vladimir, we would have a much stronger relationship. And two, even the Justice Department that was full of 13 Democratic donors, they still did not indict me. And so this also leads on to the other point, which is, because the Democrats before, they were planning a full-on impeachment. They have been planning this for 2 years. They've been talking about if this once the reports come in, if it's correct and we have evidence, we're going to immediately put Trump on trial. And now without it, the Democrats, I think, are in a pickle. They're in just a big pickle. And they're just overall going to have to think, what are we going to do? Because at this point, they can't really say, oh, we have a reason. They don't have a reason anymore. You still maybe have the probes from like other states into his tax, but that's obviously not involving anything with Russia or any other foreign country, which is great news. It's great news for the Conservative Party because not only do they not have to face this impeachment, they now have more confidence to get things done. Because with this moved away, they can finally have the time in which they can actually have more trust in the American people in saying, we are not working for a foreign government and we're not working for ourselves. We are working for you and all of your future children and the future of America. And now the downside to the Democrats is how they're going to be trusted by the public. It's purely that. How is the public going to view this completely wasted opportunity in their minds to really get them again? Because if the impeachment itself had gone through and Trump had been removed from office, I think that the Republicans would have never won the election. They would have never had a chance at winning the election in 2020. They would have easily lost to Bernie Sanders because a lot of independents and moderate conservatives would have moved to the left because they would have believed that Mike Pence or anyone else would be also suspected of having any kind of ties to such as foreign companies, certain other interests and like that. And it's just going to overall screw up the Republicans. Now, it's screwing up the Democrats because wasted over $10 to $25 million on this investigation. They lost the public trust of the people because not only of the Lisa Page and already the certain theories going out there about Hillary, but they now have no more of the FBI advantage because the FBI again is being extorted because of these testimonies, and now they can't use that. And that's just going to, again, and I'm going to kind of say this for the final time, it is going to hurt the Democrats. I think the Mueller report is going to be something that American voters are going to focus on. Because people are kind of thinking, the American people are going to think on immigration, the economy, and all of that. Now, people are going to really think, what about the Robert Mueller report? Trump was not a Russian agent. Maybe we can trust him a little bit more. And that's going to also lean more independent. And maybe a little bit more moderate conservatives who voted for Hillary to his side, which in turn is going to increase his chances. So, overall, this entire event, it completely documented the insanity, the complete and total failure, and the overextended reach of the Democratic Party. It explained all of that in one report. Because the Democrats, they overextended on their power, now they're facing the consequences. They lost all kinds of hope, or at least to what we see, of winning at least any kind of public favor from this report. And now they're going to have to see, what is this going to do to the election? What is this going to cause to our party? Is it going to make more independents, more moderates move to it? Is it going to cause more investigation to be launched into us? We don't know yet, but I think that there is definitely going to be a change after this Mueller investigation. Either there's going to be a big change in which we start really looking into the FBI and such and seeing the history, or we're going to make smaller changes and kind of make more rules into how the FBI works and how certain parties can influence it. That's the change I believe is going to happen to the FBI, because this investigation, and again, for the very, very final time, the Lisa Page testimony, they're going to change the entire landscape of how the Federal Bureau of Justice works. But that's really what I got for today, because again, it is becoming very late. It is pretty late. I've never recorded this late before. I've never recorded late. I recorded once at 9. I actually spoke for about 30 minutes and so. But I've never recorded about a 10. So, again, this is going to really conclude this very short discussion about this event that obviously, again, I have to really say is that I had to discuss it. I even said this in before podcasts. I had to discuss this event. This event was just beyond big. It was beyond big, and I just kept saying to myself, I have to make a podcast. I have to make it, and I did. I finally did. I came out, and I just finally put it down to the grave. But I also have some large. We also got still some big news tomorrow that I will try to discuss. But as for now, we're going to kind of end it right here. So thank you for listening. I hope you support the podcast. And I hope that you can check out all of our other links, such as archive.org and many other sources. I also hope you can put in maybe a dollar or so into my account so we can lead that on to really progressing in the Twitch streaming and such. And I'm also planning some future events. I am actually planning to maybe videotape me public speaking, because that's especially what I've been hoping for. That was because I am planning to publicly speak in the future. But that, again, is all I got to comment. So thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your night.